last tape, a lot of Kathleen Ross's disclosure involved ritualistic abuse by her mother, Helen Ross, as well as her father, Donald Ross, on both the children, babies, as well as dogs and cats. This will be covered under occurrence number 26717 for 91 involving Helen Susan Ross, period. The paragraph regarding Kathleen's disclosure of her birth father, Donald Ross, Kathleen used the anatomically correct oath in showing her father, Donald Ross, putting his penis in Kathleen's vagina. She then stated to this, quotation marks, it went right in, quotation marks. In the paragraph, she was asked if he had touched any other parts of her body, and she states, quotation marks, in my bump, quotation marks, stated that this had happened about 10 times, and that she was 4 years old when it happened, period. She states that her birth mom did it to me, and my birth dad as well, period. She did it 3 times to me, and then went to my dad, period. Showed Kathy, Donald, and Helen Ross all in the room together doing it, period. Paragraph accused number 2, occurrence number 26717 for 91, Helen Susan Ross, practice birth mother of Kathleen Ross, period. In Kathleen's disclosure, she first started talking of Donald White, brackets, boyfriend of Helen Ross, brackets, and then went to Helen Ross. She stated, quotation marks, it's part of my demonstration, and then got out her own doll and a knife, period. She then told of the next door neighbor kids coming over and her mom killing them and cutting their heads off, period. And their arms and their legs, period. She put the bloods in jars and then they drank the blood, period. They put the bodies in a fire pit and roasted it and ate it, she said, period. Kathy thought the kids were 6 years old but couldn't walk and were crawling, period. There was a girl and a boy. Brackets, note this is the same disclosure as Michael made, brackets. The paragraph. Kathy then states that the babies were tied to a table in the spare room with just a table in the room and a yellow rope was used, period. Helen Ross and her and Donald Ross both did the cutting. Michael, Michelle, and Kathleen were in the room, period. Two, period. New paragraph, they took the blood out, took the bones out, and threw the bones in the garbage in the yard, period. New paragraph, Kathleen then showed on the doll, quotation marks, first my mom did it for the head, period. Then my dad used the knife for the arms, comma, cut it all to bits, period. New paragraph, they then took all the blood out, they cut a hole in the stomach and took all the bones out, period. What came out of the hole they put in a jar, and then they drank it in a cup, period. She states that the kids' names were Jason and Charlene, period. New paragraphs. She states that they were living in a stone house, and the back of the house was black, and the front had windows, period. She states that both kids were killed on the same day, period. States that the parents of the kids were Kim Rose and Rob Rose, period. The day it happened was the day the kids came alone, period, and then stated, quotation marks, their mom and their dad didn't think my mom and dad would kill them, quotation marks. New paragraph, she then did another demonstration involving Kathleen, Michelle, and Michael, period. New paragraph, quotation marks, had to lie on our stomachs, comma, tied on the table, period. Helen and Donald Ross sticked a knife up our bumps and the blood came out and they put the blood in a jar and drank the blood, period. New paragraph, should be noted that Kathleen Ross has what appears to be a very fine scar running down her back. Again, a more detailed examination will be done by Dr. Joel Yelland at Circle Park Medic Clinic regarding verifying the kids talking of the knives being used on their vaginas and anuses to collect blood, as well as an examination of the scar, period. New paragraph. Kathleen was then asked if she had ever had any pets, and she talked about the dog eating too many milk bones. She states that her mom took a picture of the dog before it died, period. She states that my neighbors came over without their kids because they were dead, period. They came over and stick the knife up the dog's bum and it died, period. She stated that the knife was put into the dog's bum by Donald and Helen Ross, period. My birth mom and dad did something to the dog I didn't see. They took the knife and the dog downstairs, period. She states that this was on a video at Anita's, period. New paragraph then talked about, asked her if Kathy, where Michelle would have been learned to do things to Pansy, brackets, Pansy being the Thompson dog, brackets. Kathy answered, quotation marks, my mom and dad taught her how, period. They put their fingers in my dog's bum, period. My birth mom and dad taught Michael how to do it, too, period. She then talked about Michael doing sexual things to the Thompson dog, period. New paragraph, quotation marks, Michael came into my room, brackets, at Thompson's, brackets, and Michelle and Michael screwed, period. My birth mom and dad taught them how to do that, period. New paragraph. She then talked about Michelle putting her fingers in Kathy's vagina and talked about how she would scream if she was touched, period. She also talked about a lot about her own touching problem, period. She then showed with the dolls how Helen Ross had fingering her and putting her mouth on her vagina and stated, quotation marks, she did it lots, quotation marks. New paragraph. That stated that both her birth mom, Helen Ross, and her birth dad, Donald Ross, did it to her many times, period. She then talked again about the babies being killed and the baby cooked in a fire pit. Comment was bigger than the fire pit that Thompson's had at Walker Lake, period. She states that her birth mom held the arms and her birth dad the legs and that they ate it, period. She talks about the birth mom and dad killing turkeys on the farm and cooking them with their feathers on, period. Apparently Donald White was involved in that as well, period. The paragraph, accused number 3, occurrence number 26718 for 91. Accused named Donald George White, alias Shercliffe, S-H-E-R-T-L-I-F-F, brackets boyfriend of Helen Ross, and whom Helen Ross is living with this time at Laird, Saskatchewan. New paragraph, Kathy states, quotation marks, Donald White always wears white, quotation marks. New paragraph, states that both Donald White touched Kathy on her vagina with his finger, period. Quotation marks, every time he does it, it's in his bedroom, period. Quotation marks. She states that Kathy would be lying down on the bed, that Kathy had her clothes off and Donald White had his clothes on. States that Donald touched her with his fingers, period. And then stated, quotation marks, he did it to Michelle, too, quotation marks. New paragraph, stated that while Donald White was doing it to Kathy, Michelle and Michael were watching a movie, period. New paragraph, during an interview of 90, October 28th with Kathy Ross, comma, and disclosing regarding Anita Clausen's abuse, she stated that the inserting the finger in her vagina happened at her birth mom and dad's too, and at Donald White's. That's why I didn't like Donald White very much, period, quotation marks. New paragraph, accused number 4, occurrence number 26719 for 91. Accused name Anita Janine Clausen was a former foster mother of Kathleen Ross, period. Kathy Ross's disclosure of Anita Clausen's sexual assault and abuse concerned touching at Dale and Anita's house, period. Kathy listed Anita, comma, Jackie, comma, Trevor, comma, Michael Ross, comma, Michelle, comma, Grandpa and Grandma Clausen, comma, Pam, comma, Little Crystal, comma, and Big Crystal, and Donald White as people who had touched her, period. New paragraph, Kathy stated that Donald and Helen Ross had known Dale and Anita Clausen before the kids moved there. She stated they were friends for 2 years, period, and that then Dale and Anita had moved away for a while, period. New paragraph, she states that Anita's house had happened in Anita's room, in the bedroom, and in the basement, period. Kathy states, quotation marks, Anita forced me to take my clothes off and lay on the bed, quotation marks. Anita then lay on top of Kathy and touched her vagina, period. Anita had her clothes off too, period. Kathy sucked Anita's nipples. Kathy demonstrated this with the anatomically correct dolls, comma, and Anita would lay down and Kathy touched Anita's vagina and nipples with her hand, period. New paragraph. Kathy was made to insert her fingers in Anita's vagina and anus and showed with the dolls asserting Anita inserting her fingers in Kathy's vagina and anus as well and touching her nipples, period. Showed covering Kathy's mouth with her hand and demonstrated this with the dolls, period. Kathy states that the same things happened with Anita in the basement as happened in her bedroom, period. In her bedroom, it happened on Anita's bed. In the basement, it happened on a blanket, period. In paragraph, Kathy then talked of 2 days ago, being March 4th, 1990, when Anita took Michelle and Kathy to Diane Cavello's, and both Diane and Anita screwed me and Michelle, period. Anita screwed us, just like I told you before, on my and Michelle's birthday, March 4th, 1990, period. This relates to the incident where Michelle Ross disclosed of Anita taking them to the Cavello home and the girls being made to touch Diane Cavello while she was having her menstrual cycle and them getting blood on themselves. Kathy refused to disclose any of this, would shake at any mention of blood, period. New paragraph, accused number 5, occurrence number 26720 for 91, accused name Peter Dale Clausen, brackets, was the former foster father of Kathy Ross, period. The only evidence we have abuse by Dale Clausen on Kathy Ross was from the disclosures of Michelle and Michael Ross, where they state that when Dale did it to them, he did it to Kathy as well. And also the two incidents in the Cavello home, where the one time where Dale and Anita Clausen and the three Ross children were in the basement chart room, and the second time where the three Mays kids, as well as the three Ross kids, Dale and Anita Clausen, comma, Dennis and Matt Cavello, comma, and John and Myrna Clausen were in the basement abusing the children, period. Accused number 6, occurrence number 26721 for 91. Accused named Peter Clausen Sr., brackets, Grandpa Clausen, brackets, father of Dale Clausen. Kathy Ross's disclosure of the abuse by Grandpa Clausen, she stated that Grandpa Clausen lives at Pam Clausen's house, period. That Grandpa Clausen touched Kathy in the basement, in the bathroom at Pam's house, period. Kathy had her clothes off. Only Kathy and Grandpa Clausen were in the bathroom, period. Kathy states, quotation marks, he put his penis in my vagina, quotation marks. Kathy was lying down in the bathtub with a towel underneath her. Grandpa was on top of her, period. The paragraph, Kathy was asked how many times Grandpa touched her. She stated, quotation marks, about 100 times, quotation marks. Kathy was 5 years old when he first did it, period. The paragraph, during disclosure about Pam Clausen, Kathy became very agitated and at this time talked of it happening in Grandma Clausen's room with both Grandma and Grandpa Clausen, period. She used the anatomically correct dolls to demonstrate and stated that it happened on the bed, period. The paragraph, she was then asked, quotation marks, were Grandpa and Grandma Clausen on the bed too, quotation marks? Her answer was, quotation marks, they took turns, quotation marks. New paragraph, quotation marks, he fingered me in my vagina, period, touched her with his penis on bum and vagina, quotation marks. Grandma Clausen was in the room while this was happening, period. Accused number 7, occurrence number 26722 for 91. Accused name, Maria Clausen, brackets, being Grandma Clausen. Paragraph, Kathy Ross's disclosure of Grandma Clausen was, quotation marks, she always took me to the bathroom, she always screwed me, quotation marks. Kathy then told the story of the one time Grandma Clausen bending over the toilet and Kathy giving her a push onto the toilet, period. New paragraph, Kathy was then asked about screwing. Her answer was, quotation marks, she made me lay down in the tub with a towel underneath me and then used the dolls to demonstrate, period. First she called the big doll Pam, but then changed that to Grandma Clausen, period. She then said that she had stuff to talk about Pam, period. Showed dolls in the bathroom, Kathy lying on a towel, comma, said Grandma Clausen took her own clothes off and Kathy's clothes off as well, period. Then showed Kathy lying on top of Grandma Clausen, fingering her vagina and also fingering her bum, period. New paragraph, Kathy seemed very tentative and tired at this point in the interview, period. She began to get quite smart-alecky and stated that it happened about 135 times, period. She states that one time she and Michelle were at Pam's house for 10 days while Dale and Anita were in Alberta, period. This was after Michael had already moved to the Thompsons, brackets, after December 89, brackets. That it, at this time it had happened in Grandma Clausen's room as well as with both Grandma and Grandpa Clausen, period. She again used the dolls, said she needed a big boy doll too, period. She then showed Grandma, Grandpa Clausen, and Kathy in the bed and became very agitated at this time, period. New paragraph, she was then asked if Grandpa and Grandpa were in the bed at the same time. Her answer was, quotation marks, they took turns, quotation marks, he fingered me in my vagina, comma, touched her vagina and bum with his penis, period, but that Grandma was still in the room. New paragraph, she then stated that Grandma Clausen did the same thing with a finger in the vagina and the bum and did the same thing as in the bathroom, period. New paragraph, accused number 8, occurrence number 26723 for 91, accused named Pamela Clausen, comma, blanket sister of Dale Clausen and a former foster parent, period. Kathy Ross's disclosure of the abuse by Pamela Clausen is as follows, period. The paragraph, it happened at Pam's house and that Pam had moved several times, period. She states that Pam touched Kathy lots, period. Dale was there but not Anita, period. And she then stated, quotation mark, Pam screwed me, quotation marks. Put her vagina on my vagina and bum, period. And then stated, quotation marks, Pam made me touch her only in her vagina with my finger, period. I had to move my hand around, period. Pam made me move it around, quotation marks. She then demonstrated this with a doll's comma. She showed Kathy, or Pam taking Kathy's hand and moving it in circular motions in her vagina, period. Kathy touched Pam's nipples with her fingers and with her feet and with her mouth, period. She stated she had to suck Pam's nipples. Called the demonstration doll Anita at this time, brackets. Carol Bunkle then asked Kathy if she was confused, had confused Pam and Anita. Kathy stated, quotation marks, no. Kathy seemed quite agitated this time. Carol Bunkle settled her down and Kathy then started talking of Pam again, period. The paragraph, she showed on the doll, touching with her finger, her feet and her mouth. Again, Kathy became very agitated, period. At the end of the disclosure of Grandpa and Grandma Clausen, Kathy again spoke of Pam Clausen and stated, quotation marks, in the bathroom she fingered me 136 times. She took my clothes off. Period. Quotation marks. In paragraph, accused number 9, occurrence number 26724 for 91. Accused name, Diane Cabello, bracket, sister of Anita Clausen and former foster parent. Paragraph. Kathy Ross's disclosure regarding the abuse by Diane Cabello consisted of, quotation marks, 2 days in a row we went to Dennis and Diane's Cabello's and Anita and Diane screwed me and Michelle, period, quotation marks. Brackets, this would coordinate with what Michelle Ross disclosed about going there on their birthday, March 4th, 1990, comment being taken there by Anita Clausen, period, brackets. In paragraph, she then stated, quotation marks, Anita screwed us first, like I told how before on my and Michelle's birthday, March 4th and 5th. New paragraph. Dale was at Dennis and Diane's, and Dale did it to me, and then Michelle at Dennis and Diane's after Diane and Anita weren't screwing us anymore, period. New paragraph. Should be noted also the disclosures by Michael Ross regarding the abuse involving Dennis and Diane Cabello and Dale and Anita Clausen with Michael, Michelle, and Kathleen Ross, period. The second incident involving John and Myrna Clausen, as well as Dennis and Diane Cabello, Dale and Anita Clausen, and Michael, Kathleen and Michelle Ross and the three Mays children in the basement chalk room, period. New paragraph, accused number 10, occurrence number 26725 for 91, accused name Dennis Cabello. New paragraph, the only evidence of abuse by Dennis Cabello is the disclosure by Michael Ross involving Dennis and Diane Cabello and Dale and Anita Clausen in the basement chalk room with Michael, Michelle, and Kathy Ross, period. The second incident involves Michael, Kathy, and Michelle Ross and the three Mays foster children, brackets, the foster children of the Cabellos, brackets, and involving Dennis and Dan Cabello, comma, Dale and Anita Clausen, and John and Myrna Clausen, period. New page. Videotape interview disclosures by Crystal Morin, brackets, Heinrichs, H-E-I-N-R-I-C-H-S, brackets. Occurrence number 1, occurrence 26740 for 91. Accused name Peter Clausen Sr., brackets, Grandpa Clausen. Brackets, father of Crystal's foster mother, Pamela Clausen, brackets. New paragraph. Crystal Morin, brackets, Heinrichs, disclosure of the abuse by Peter Clausen Sr., brackets, Grandpa Clausen, consisted of the following. New paragraph. Crystal was asked a question. Quotation mark. Has anyone ever touched you that made you feel bad or uncomfortable? Quotation mark. Crystal's answer was, quotation mark, Grandpa Clausen, comma, first name Peter, brackets. Quotation mark. New paragraph. Crystal then related that she was living at Pam Clausen's foster home. Crystal was 7 or 8 years old. She was 4 years old when she first went there, but was 7 or 8 when the abuse by Grandpa occurred, period. She stated that it happened at Pam's house in the basement playroom, period. She didn't know which house because Pam had moved several times, period. Crystal states that just she and Grandpa Clausen were in the basement, and at this time, quotation marks, Grandpa just said, if I give you some money, can I see your vagina, quotation marks. Crystal then states that she removed her clothing and showed her vagina to Grandpa Clausen, and that he had then given her $2, period. At this time, Grandpa had his clothes off, and Crystal then stated she doesn't remember who took hers off, she thought it was her, period. New paragraph, another time, Crystal was home alone with Grandpa Clausen, when he said, quotation marks, I'll give you some money if you show me your vagina, quotation marks. And again, it had occurred. New paragraph. Crystal was then asked question, did he ever touch you? Her answer was, quotation marks, yes, comma, with his hands on my vagina, he used his whole hand, quotation marks. New paragraph. She was then asked the question, did it happen over the top of your clothes or underneath? Crystal's answer was, quotation marks, my pants were down, quotation marks. New paragraph. Grandpa Clausen had his clothes on every time and only touched her with her hands, happened when she was 8 or 9 years old, period. New paragraph. Crystal then related another incident in the garage when he said he'd give her money if he could see her vagina. Crystal states at this time she did not allow it to happen, period. New paragraph. Crystal was asked the question, do you think Grandpa Clausen ever did this to anyone else? She stated, quotation marks, he might have, comma, to the neighbor kids, comma. This would relate back to the original occurrence that started this investigation, period. New paragraph. Crystal was asked a question, how about in Pam's house? Her answer was, quotation marks, he could have, comma. When asked about Ashley Sherman, he could have, I don't know. When asked about Mikey, quotation marks, I don't know, period. New paragraph. She then related another incident in the garage where Grandpa asked to see Crystal's vagina for $2. He then touched her vagina with his hand. It was not the same incident as the one that involved the Keller girls in occurrence number 71037 for 89, comma. Feeling is that this is probably the garage at 225 Auto Avenue South, period. In paragraph, Crystal also relates a time when her brother Trevor Warren was there, and Grandpa Klossman said to Trevor, "Let's pull Crystal's pants down," and they had both then laughed, period. New page. Shauna Via Mays, brackets Hardy's, videotaped disclosures of sexual abuse. Number 1, occurrence number 26742 for 91, accused named Diane Cavello, brackets former foster parent of Shauna Via Mays. Shauna Via spelled S-H-A-N-N-A-V-I-A, by the way. In paragraph 2, the interview with Shauna Via Mays, brackets Hardy, brackets on 90-March 23rd. Shauna Via is a very bright child. She named her private parts as her peanut, brackets, her bum, comma, and boobs, period. Peanut being her vagina. In paragraph, Shauna Via was then asked if anyone had ever touched her that made her feel bad or uncomfortable, and she stated yes, Diane, period. In paragraph, she went on to state that it happened in Shauna Via's room at Diane and Dennis's house, period. Shauna Via had her clothes off, comma, Diane had her clothes on, period. Shauna Via was standing and Diane was sitting on the bed. Diane had touched Shauna Via's vagina with her hand, front and back. She demonstrated with the anatomically correct dolls. In paragraph, she was asked how she felt when this happened. She stated, quotation marks, "I felt mad," quotation marks. She wasn't made to touch Diane, period. Should also be noted the disclosure by Michael Ross regarding the incident involving the three Mays children, the three Ross children, and Dennis and Diane Cavello, Dale and Anita Clausen, and John and Myrna Clausen, period. Page. Sardi, S-A-R-D-I, Mays, brackets Hardy's, videotaped disclosure of sexual abuse. Number 1, occurrence number 26743 for 91. Accused named Diane Cavello, brackets former foster parent of Sardi. New paragraph. Sardi Mays Hardy, videotaped interview was done on 90-March 23rd. At this time, she named her private parts as her pee-pee and her bum, period. Her pee-pee being her vagina, period. New paragraph. She named Diane Cavello as someone who had touched her that made her feel bad or uncomfortable. She states that Diane Cavello had touched her pee-pee. Comma, she demonstrated this with the anatomically correct dolls, with Sardi standing and Diane kneeling in front of Sardi. This happened in Sardi's room, period. Sardi had her clothes off, comma, Diane had her clothes on. She demonstrated Diane inserting her finger in Sardi's vagina, period. New page. Stefan Mays, brackets Hardy's, videotaped disclosure of sexual abuse. Number 1, occurrence number 26744 for 91. Accused Diane Cavello, brackets former foster mother of Stefan. New paragraph, Stefan was interviewed 90-March 23rd, named his private parts as his penis and his bum, period. New paragraph, he listed several places where he had been touched, the first one being by his birth mom, Corey, comma, then by two teenage boy at his birth mom's place, period, and then by a girl at the La Valle foster home, and by a friend who was 10 years old, too, period. New paragraph, Stefan then disclosed abuse by Diane Cavello, comma, it happened in Diane's bedroom. Both Stefan and Diane had their clothes off, period. He then demonstrated with the anatomically correct dolls using the small boy and the adult female and showed Diane touching his penis, comma, then showed Diane lying on top of him and inserting the penis in her vagina, period. New paragraph.